I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told lawmakers on Wednesday China was, quote, very carefully watching how Washington and the world respond to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The stakes in Ukraine go well beyond Ukraine. And to your point, I think it has a profound impact in Asia, for example. Everyone is watching to see how we and the world responds to this aggression, and they'll draw their lessons from it.
Speaking on the heels of a visit to Moscow by Chinese President Xi Jinping, Blinken said if Russia was allowed to attack its neighbor with impunity, it would open a Pandora's box for would-be aggressors and lead to a quote-unquote world of conflict. At a news briefing, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says he will support Poland, which bears a quote, increasing burden due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Alongside Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, Fumio Kishida says he visited Ukraine and conveyed unwavering solidarity of Japan and G7 directly to President Volodymyr Zelensky, adding, as this year's G7 presidency, Japan will work together with Poland to demonstrate leadership so that the international community can unite and firmly support Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Another day passed on Wednesday without an indictment against former U.S. President Donald Trump, who had forecasted he would be arrested on Tuesday in a New York probe of alleged illegal hush money payments he made to porn star Stormy Daniels. A Manhattan grand jury did not meet as had been expected Wednesday, although it's unclear why that was and how much longer it'll take the grand jury. This is VOA News. Uganda's anti-gay bill passed on Tuesday, and it's concerning and represents one of the most extreme actions taken against the LGBTQ community in the world, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Wednesday.
The bill is one of the most extreme anti-LGBTQI plus laws in the world. Human rights are universal. No one should be attacked, imprisoned, or killed simply because of who they are or whom they love.
Uganda's parliament passed a law on Tuesday making it a crime to identify as LGBTQ, handing authorities broad powers to target gay Ugandans who already face legal discrimination and mob violence. The Ukraine conflict has caused a global spike in the price of fertilizer, and in Africa, there are warnings that countries like Malawi are facing food insecurity as crops fail. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
What Moscow calls a special military operation prompted sanctions on entities within Russia, a major fertilizer exporter. A jump in the price of gas, key in the manufacture of nitrogen products, has also pushed up prices of crop nutrients globally in the last year. In southern Africa, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says Malawi, as well as Zimbabwe and Angola, are facing food insecurity because of reduced fertilizer use. Prices have more than doubled in Malawi in the past year.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Boris Johnson said on Wednesday he did not lie to Parliament over rule-breaking COVID-19 lockdown parties as the former British Prime Minister for his political career at a hearing with lawmakers.
I apologize for inadvertently misleading this House, but to say that I did it recklessly or deliberately is completely untrue, as the evidence shows.
Parliament's Committee of Privileges is investigating. If the committee finds he deliberately misled lawmakers, he could be suspended. Any suspension longer than 10 days could prompt an election to remove him from his parliamentary seat and end his political career. One of the oldest surviving biblical manuscripts is up for sale for a cool $30 million. It's a nearly complete 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible. Sotheby's is putting it up for auction in New York in May. The estimated price, $30 million to $50 million. Its anticipated sale speaks to the still bullish market for art, antiquities, and ancient manuscripts, even in a worldwide bear economy. The ancient manuscript going on display at a Tel Aviv museum, meant to drum up interest as part of a tour. I'm Joe Ramsey.